Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops that come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Sincerely appreciate you tuning in. A couple of rules of engagement for the program. You know the first one. If you want to send me a text message, that's the easiest way to comment, question, whatever you want to do. Yell at me, whatever. And the number on your message app is 33103. 33103. And then just start the message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. And then just tell me anything or ask me anything. And then social media. There's a lot of stuff that is in my social media feeds this week that we're going to be talking about today. So if you'd like to follow me on social media, there's a couple of ways to do that. First, you can just follow me on X. I'll just tell you what it is, at Michael Brown USA. Just go over to your on your X feed, your Twitter feed, and just search for at Michael Brown USA and click that follow button. Or you can go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And on that website, you will find under the right under my name and my bio, you'll find the icons for Facebook, X, YouTube, Instagram. All of those are right there. Just click on all of those, and then you can follow me on social media. I want to start out today overseas. I tweeted sometime on Thursday or Friday. I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look. But I just said very simply, England is dying. And I specifically mentioned England because the stories coming out of England, not necessarily the United Kingdom or Great Britain, but out of England itself. I can't speak for Ireland. I can't speak for Scotland. I can't speak for Wales. But for England itself, particularly around the London area, there are some stories that I think are instructional for us about how important it is to hang on and to protect and revere the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So Congress can establish a religion. And they can't prohibit you from your free exercise of your religion. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. So Congress should make no law abridging freedom of speech. Now, we know, you know, we all know that the courts, you know, I truly am an absolutist when it comes to this. Because I actually support and defend the right of people to be offensive. If someone wants to be offensive, either to me or to you, to your spouse, to your dog, I don't care what it is. If they want to say nasty things about you or to you, you know what? Have at it. Now, you may run a risk in doing so. You know, you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you might get punched out. Not that that's justified, but that might be what happens. I even believe in the right of people to be bigoted. Now, I think it's stupid. I think it's inhumane. I think it's irrational. But I believe that if people want to say bigoted things, they have a right to say bigoted things. You know, the great thing about the whole concept that the founders had in freedom of speech was that if somebody wanted to use hate speech, bigoted speech, racial speech, sexual harassment, well, not sexual harassment in terms of a crime, but sexually harassing speech, like, hey, baby, you're really hot in here, you're really hot, whatever it might be. It may be uncouth. It may be irrational. It may be wrong. But the founders understood that if someone is, say, let's pick bigoted, because, that, you know, hate speech seems to be the big thing right now. Well, if someone out there is, and I'm not talking about inciting violence, because that's not what the founders intended, and the courts have consistently ruled that you can't go out and incite violence. But if someone wanted to be a complete, total a-hole and call someone an N-word, I think they have a right to do that. Now, I think it's horrible, I think it's awful, I think it's horrific, but I think they have the right to do so. Now, they'll pay the consequences for it, because, again, you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you might get punched out. If you want to talk about fat people, skinny people, ugly people, whatever it is, I don't care. I think you have a right to do so. But we've become so mamby-pamby, so wussified in this country that we're scared to death, and we have been taught that, oh, you got to be careful what you say. You have to be very, very careful what you say. Because if you say something that offends somebody else, well, that we just can't have that. Really? You know what? I'm certain that I offend people in this audience all the time. And this may come as a shocker to you, but many of you may offend me. We each have the right to respond to hate speech, racial speech, whatever kind of bigoted speech, whatever kind of speech you think is awful. You have the right to respond to that and to point out how bad, awful, or whatever it is. And that's the beauty of free speech. Everybody needs to toughen up. Everybody needs to realize that the exercise of free speech is not the end of civilization. In fact, it's the very beginning of Western civilization. But in England, free speech is essentially dead. Now, this morning, I don't know, I was just doing a little time wasting. You know, some of the best ways to waste time or to be mindlessly entertained is to go on to the Facebook, and watch reels, you know, these little short, anywhere from 5 second to a couple of minute, sometimes whatever videos, and some of them are hilarious. I watched one this morning of a golden that had gotten into the pool, and mom was having a conversation with the dog about, you know, it's Wednesday and you can't get in the pool until Saturday, and then somebody else was pretending to be the dog talking, and it was freaking hilarious. And there was also stuff on there that I found offensive. And there was stuff in there that I'm sure that other people that I might find funny that you might find offensive. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to agree with it. You can delete it. You can move on. But somehow we have been conditioned mentally and physically to be recoil at something that we find offensive. And we'll reach a point where that allows tyranny to take over. Because when people are afraid to speak their minds, or when, for example, Congress shall make no law respecting freedom of the press, and the press becomes essentially an integral part of a subsidiary of the Democrat Party, then the press has lost all journalistic ethics, all journalistic standards, and so now we have to go seek out other forms of speech from other organizations, individuals, to get news or analysis that we believe in. And what am I doing today? What am I doing right now? I'm exercising. Now, I'm in a highly regulated industry, so the FCC has, you know, a certain number of words. I forget how many they are. But, you know, I can't drop an F-bomb, even though one of my favorite words is a-hole and bull, you know what, because I think sometimes those words are very particularly appropriate for either individuals or situations. But I can't use those on air. So I have to come up with euphemisms, bull crap instead, or an a-hole, which is hilarious, in my opinion, because everybody knows exactly what I'm saying, but, oh, well, that meets the FCC guidelines, because I didn't actually put the two S's between A and hole. I mean, it's just freaking hilarious. And I probably would not do it on air anyway, because I know that this audience is, you know, a very diverse audience, so I probably wouldn't use it anyway. But freedom of speech is one of the main foundational principles of individual liberty and individual freedom. And so what's going on in England? Well, find out in just a minute. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word MicroMichael to 33103. England is dying.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by August 29th, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through August 29th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then, they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'd appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. That's pretty easy to do. On your podcast app, simply search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit subscribe. And while you're at it, you might as well leave a five-star review. And then that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So go hit that podcast app and get that subscription going right now. So I don't know how long ago. It's been at least a week. I think it may have been last weekend sometime. But a native-born Englishman born to illegal aliens, but nonetheless born in England, is accused of stabbing and killing two prepubescent girls. I don't even think they were in their teens yet. In a little town called Southport. They were there for, you know, speaking of Taylor Swift, I mean, we could go off on that tangent for a moment about Taylor Swift and terrorism. But they were doing they were at a dance studio, and they were doing some Taylor Swift things. And this little goober dirtbag, he's not a goober, he's just a dirtbag. This dirtbag stabs and kills two and wounds numerous others. And that has just, that was probably one of the tipping points for England to really be put on life support systems. Because there's been this push. You know, Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of London, an absolute radical Islamist. And then you have permeating throughout the entire society, you have these radical Islamists plus, and I don't normally use the term migrant, but I'm going to use the term migrant in the context of this story. And the reason for that is they are illegal aliens, but in Europe, on the continent, and in the UK, they refer to them as migrants because they're all migrating. They first make it across the Mediterranean, or they make it into Hungary, or make it into Turkey or somewhere, and then they start migrating into the Eastern Europe and then Western Europe. They eventually make it into Scandinavia, make it into England. It's just like this wave. It's almost like in the Dark Ages as people began to move and migrate as they were searching for food and places to live, that they've been doing this. And they're upending British traditions and British culture. And you may say, well, you know, so what, Michael? Well, every nation has a culture, and every nation has traditions. Now, they will ebb and flow. They will, you know, some traditions may kind of wither on the vine because they're just no longer, we don't do that anymore. But there is a thread of traditionalism, there is a thread of just culturalism that makes a nation unique. We're unique in a lot of ways. We're unique geographically. We have more geographical, you know, differences than probably any other nation in the world, with maybe the exception of China. Because we're just big. We're just big, and we expand from one ocean to the other. We also have a tradition in this country like free speech. And that free speech has served us well over the life of this nation because it has created in us what I call this American DNA of the willingness and sometimes the absolute desire to criticize the government. Because the ability to criticize your government is foundational to a representative republic where we elect people to go represent us, to make laws for us, to create this this social compact under which we all live. We have a Judeo-Christian ethic in this country, and it is pretty much, you know, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. You don't have to get biblical about it. You don't have to quote scripture about it. But that is the Judeo-Christian ethic is part of the tradition of this nation. Regardless of what your religion is, that's a part of how we live. That's how we function. We also function in the idea that we believe that everybody, you know, and we'll talk about this later in the program, but I really pushed this concept yesterday on the local program, that the founder said we are all created equal, which we are. But that doesn't mean that we are all equal. But in the eyes of God, he creates all of us equal. Now, what we do with that equality, what we do, because I have different talents than you have, and you have different talents than I have. But that doesn't mean we're not equal. It just means we have different skills, different talents. You know, I was joking on the local program about how when it comes to cars, I can change the oil, I can fix a flat, I can probably repair a flat, and then I, without even thinking, said, and I can change the washer fluid. And somebody caught the language and said, why would you change your washer fluid? Don't you mean you replace your washer fluid? Yeah. But we all have different skills, and mine is I can replace washer fluid. Yeah, that's getting old. Time to put some new one in. So now let's jump over to the UK. Understand that we have these migrants, we have these illegal aliens, and they are upending the traditions and the culture of Great Britain, specifically England. So there's a woman that took part in an anti-mass migration protest in another city called Sunderland. She's now been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for repeatedly pushing an industrial trash can toward a line of cops. Now, I think that probably is a crime, but you think about in England, someone just takes an industrial trash can, you know, a typical big round trash can like you might see in off, not the big dumpsters, but just the big round metal industrial trash can. And rolling it down the street toward the cops. And just keeps rolling it toward the cops. Okay, well, that's probably a violation of some statute about, you know, it's either an assault and battery or it's interfering with, you know, police work or whatever. And so she probably did commit a crime. 2.5 years in prison? Seriously? I mean, we've got murderers and rapists, and we've got all sorts of criminals in this country that don't do much, and we give them much more than 2.5 years. We got January Sixers who trespassed, and they're still languishing in prison without a trial yet. So this woman was sentenced this week after taking part in these anti-mass migration protests. And that's where we get to the real serious issue. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Why do we have the protests and what do they mean?
With your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE. Ooh, I love Girls Night Out.
Me too. And, oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that Tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan. All gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, I should add, Several of you have asked about the text message service and whether you can send attachments, and attachments won't come through. You can send me links to things, but attachments generally don't come through on the text message. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but I would say more often than not, they don't. So if there's some attachment that you're wanting to send me, the best way to do that is use my email address, which is just Michael Brown, all one word, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Just don't send me, like, you know, porn or anything, please. So let's go back to England for a moment. So this woman's name is Leanne Hodgkins. She's 43 years old. She was sentenced this week after she took part in all of these anti-mass migration protests that were sparked after the killing of these girls in this little town called Southport, again by this migrant background team. He's not an illegal alien in the sense that, you know, he was born to migrant parents, and he's a English citizen, although he's a Muslim background. This woman is just one of almost 600 people arrested for various offenses since all these protests started last month. I was just looking at the date. So these protests have been going on for almost 2 weeks now. And the Crown Prosecution Service, which is kind of like their system of prosecutors, has now charged at least 159 of these protesters. Now, just let me give you some examples of some of the arrests. A homosexual couple, a gay couple, they were sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. What? I want to pause for dramatic effect. A gay couple sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for shouting at the cops during a protest. Uh-oh. You can't shout at a cop? Really? Well, I guess you can if you're, you know, if you're part of BLM and you're burning down, you know, Minneapolis or Kenosha, Wisconsin, or Seattle or Portland, you won't get arrested. You can shout at them, but oh no, in England you shout at the cops, you get arrested. Now think about that. You know, at least the tactical cops that I know, the ones that are involved on the tactical teams, you know, you've seen them in the riot gear. They got the shields, they got the batons, they got everything. And they have been trained to just ignore, protesters can get in their face, as long as they don't touch them, can get in their face and just scream obscenities at them. And I support their right to do so. I think it's awful. And I admire the cops that exercise restraint, because I'm not sure I would exercise. You know, I would just take that baton and just, boom, I'd just whack them over the head. I don't have any patience for that crap. But I'm not a cop. That's why we all have different skills, talents, and abilities. I'm not a cop, because I couldn't put up with that. So you get sentenced to 2.5 years for shouting. Now, there have been a lot of people not directly involved in the protests or directly involved in the riots, and they've been arrested and charged, again, dramatic pause, because of what they posted on social media. Now, here's where it really starts to get weird. One of the people that was arrested was a 55-year-old woman. She was arrested by the Cheshire police because she posted inaccurate information regarding the identity of the suspect in the Southport stabbings. That's the kid that, you know, stabbed the girls to death and stabbed several others and wounded them. And she apparently, this 55-year-old woman, apparently posted inaccurate information regarding the identity of that suspect. The Cheshire Police Chief Superintendent Alison Ross said this: "It's a stark reminder of the dangers of posting information on social media platforms without checking the accuracy." Well, in this country, if I posted something that said, let's just say that my producer, Michael, doesn't do anything, but I hear that he was involved in the stabbing of a couple of girls in L.A., so I go to my Facebook page and put on there that, you know, Michael was involved in the stabbing of a couple of girls. Now, he probably at that point has a good lawsuit against me for libel and slander, for defamation, because I've accused him of a horrific crime for which he had nothing to do. But there's a difference between what I just described, which is a private right of action. I know I'm sounding like a lawyer now, but he has a private right of action against me for libel and slander. But I didn't commit a crime. I just said something was inaccurate. I just said something was wrong and defamed him. So he has a right to sue me. But the cops come and arrest me for posting inaccurate information? You know, maybe I'll go, maybe I should get all of you to go on my Twitter feed right now, and you should tweet that I am the greatest talk show host in the history of talk shows, which would be completely inaccurate. And then I'm going to have you all arrested for doing so. The director of public prosecutions in the United Kingdom, a Yahoo by the name of Stephen Parkinson, has also threatened to extradite social media users from other countries overseas if they post things in support of the anti-mass migration protest or were believed to have incited violence or hatred. Violence or hatred. Now, if you've incited violence, you might, because we do have an extradition treaty between our country and the United Kingdom. So if you committed a crime, but then I would wonder, did you commit that crime in the United Kingdom? I mean, what's the venue here? If I post something that incites violence from my little, you know, I'm down in my mommy's basement and I type something on Facebook and it incites violence somewhere in the United Kingdom, what's the proper venue for that? The United States? Because that's where I committed the crime. I incited the violence here. The violence that happened to occur over there. That's just a great legal question that runs through my head. But what about the hatred part? I post something on Facebook or Twitter here that is hate speech about, say that migrant kid, the illegal alien, the dirtbag that killed the little girls and stabbed a bunch of others. And I post on Facebook and Twitter that he's a dirtbag and that he ought to be stoned to death, or he's a dirtbag and I hate him, and let me see. I'm trying to think of how I can make this acceptable to the FCC. That he's a dirtbag that ought to be, you know, shoved into the bottom of a slave ship and sent back to wherever he came from. I mean, kind of bigoted kind of language, right? But I don't think it's unlawful unless you happen to be in the United Kingdom. And if you are in the United Kingdom, well, watch out, because they're coming for you.
We will throw the false force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen...
I just want to say to you right now, bite me. Really? Come after me. I post hate speech here. Right here in this studio, I post hate speech about something that's going on in the United Kingdom, and you're going to get in contact with a local prosecutor or, for that matter, the Department of Justice and try to have me extradited to the United Kingdom for having posted something hateful, some hate speech to social media platform? Really? You know, other than the fact that I don't want to spend the money, the time, and the resources, I say, come on, buddy, let's do it. Let's try it.
High-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard and maybe in a different country?
And what she's really... It's hard to hear a question. So someday, you know, with all the modern technology we have, we're actually going to have reporters use microphones where we can hear the stupid question. These kind of press conferences drive me nuts. But what she's basically saying, you know, you got Elon Musk who owns Twitter, who owns X, and he's kind of allowing this stuff to go on. Don't you think you should go after him?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law.
Oh, woo, Mr. Threatening. Being a keyboard warrior does not protect you from the law.
You can be guilty of offenses of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorists.
Stirring up racial hatred. That's a crime. Really? There's a lot of racial hatred in the world. And again, I'm not trying to stir any up, but I'm trying to remind us that the antidote to racial hatred is to point out how bad it is. Is to point out how stupid it is, how ignorant it is, and how inhumane it is. It's not to jail somebody. Mommy, what's daddy in jail for? Oh, he said some bigoted things on Facebook. Seriously?
This is regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offenses are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we'll come after those individuals.
Notice how it's always provoking hatred and violence. Now, under British law, those are two separate things. But they always conflate the two words together, hatred and violence. So, what's happened? Well, let's hear from one of the magistrates. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Wait till you hear this magistrate next.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Unleash the heat and let the hump turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your woman at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're going through what I consider to be the death of England. When people can't express hatred, when they can't express bigotry, when they can't express themselves, whether we like what they say or not, when the strong arm of the government becomes the arbiter of what is hate speech or not hate speech, that gives them another little notch in their revolver against your individual liberty. And it ultimately ends in tyranny. And it just seems to me that we're on this fast track to tyranny, not just in this country, which I think clearly we are, but tyranny worldwide. And it's all in response to this whole concept of political correctness and wokeness. This whole idea that nobody can offend anybody else. Everybody's got, oh, you know, I'm just a big wuss. Don't say, oh, don't hurt me. Don't say anything bad about me. This will really date me. But it reminds me of an old Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue, where Johnny Cash sings about his dad named him Sue because he was going to have to learn to fend for himself in the world. And he knew that if he named him Sue, that everybody would make fun of him and he would have to, you know, defend himself and beat people up and survive and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the show, at the end of the song, Cash says something to the effect that, you know, when I have a kid, I'm going to name him, you know, George, Bob, Richard, whatever, anything but Sue. Well, when that song was popular back in the 60s or whenever it was, it was funny. But I don't think it's so funny today. And the reason I don't find it funny today is because it reminds us of how far we have fallen to this idea that, oh, you know, nobody's tough anymore. No, everybody wants government, not yourself, not your friends, your family, your coworkers, not your sphere of influence, but everybody wants the government to protect you from anything that might hurt my little feelings. So a man is jailed for 20 months for social media posts during these riots.
Having pleaded guilty to an offense of publishing written material which is threatening, abusive, or insulting.
It's threatening, abusive, or insulting. Sounds like this program, doesn't it?
Intending thereby to stir up racial hatred.
intending. I don't think I'm trying to stir up racial hatred, but I am tending to stir up stuff.
The context of your offending is that it arises out of the civil unrest and disorder in many parts of the United Kingdom. On the night of the 2nd and 3rd of August, the Britannia Hotel in Leeds was attacked by people who threw missiles, which damaged windows. The police were called, and on the 3rd of August, the hotel was locked down for the protection of those who were living there. At the time, there were 210 occupants, many of whom were foreign refugees and asylum seekers.
Oh, like one of the hotels in your town, where we take the illegal aliens and we just put them in a really nice hotel. Yeah. So people in the United Kingdom are just finally, they've reached their limit. And so now they're throwing missiles, meaning rocks. When I first heard this, I thought, wow, they got some ICBMs? What are they throwing at the hotel? Now, I don't think, I'm not trying to justify damaging private property, but I do understand their frustration. Their country's being ruined. Their taxes are skyrocketing. Their freedoms are being whittled away. All in the name of political correctness.
Similar attacks to the hotel were launched on the 4th of August. The police attended on each occasion, and units were deployed to safeguard the hotel and to provide an increase in the police presence in the area. In between the two attacks...
Sorry for interrupting. Excuse me, Your Honor. But I want to remind you that what he's describing, all of these violent acts, the person he's about to sentence to 20 months was not involved in any of this. No. He's being sentenced for posting to social media about it.
You took to social media in order to encourage others towards participation in the attacks upon the hotel. As is recognized on your behalf, this offense is so serious that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please? The sentence that I pass has been reduced by one-third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is one of 20 months imprisonment. You will serve up to one-half of your sentence in custody before you are released on license. If you fail to abide by the conditions of your license, you can be returned to prison.
For posting on social media. And then the other cop threatens to come and get us in this country if we post something offensive on social media. Well, during the break, I'll see if I can't post something offensive to social media. If I don't come back, you'll know they came and arrested me. Speaking with Michael Brown, text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
I love Girls' Night Out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that Tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls' Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hiya, everybody. RC with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Speaking at a Montana rally last night, former President Trump predicted he will prevail in his upcoming debate against Vice President Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
The former president says he believes that presidents should have some input on Federal Reserve policy decisions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During his presidency, Trump repeatedly attacked the nation's central bank for lacking vision and ripped Fed Chairman Jerome Powell as clueless about the economy and interest rates. As he seeks another White House term, the former president says he could handle fiscal policy better than the Fed.
In my case, I made a lot of money. I was very successful, and I think I have a better instinct than, in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman.
Many economists believe it's best for the Fed, which is an independent agency, to avoid political interference. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's some good news for Republicans in a new poll of voters in Montana. A new Emerson College polling, The Hill survey, favorable toward both Republicans in general and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Former Senator Jim Talent says it was Richard Nixon's effort to hide the truth rather than the Watergate scandal itself that eventually forced him from office back in 1974.
Well, it certainly was a more innocent time, so we weren't used to stories like this all the time. And, you know, I do think it's true that the cover-up probably hurt him more than the crime.
Friday marked 50 years to the day since former President Nixon resigned in 1974. Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More from townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
About half the U.S. state attorneys general recently traveled to France for an event co-sponsored by a group largely funded by corporations.
The trip to Normandy was an opportunity for the top state government lawyers to interact with representatives of companies that they sometimes seek to regulate. AGs often work together on issues and regularly convene through multiple organizations. Some focus on policy and others on politics.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The annual Florida Python Challenge is underway. It's a competition between hunters to capture the most and the longest Burmese pythons. A 10-day hunt is meant to incentivize hunters to capture the invasive snakes in Florida and win prizes among a share of a total of $30,000. The grand prize of $10,000 goes to the winner with the most snakes humanely killed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An Illinois sheriff is retiring after a deputy he hired was charged with murder. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
An Illinois sheriff who hired the deputy charged in the death of Sonia Massey has announced that he will retire 5 weeks after the 36-year-old black woman was fatally shot in her Springfield home. Sangamon County Sheriff Jack Campbell announced his retirement Friday. The 30-year-old Grayson was fired after being indicted on murder and other charges in the July 6 shooting. Grayson, who is white, has pleaded not guilty. Authorities said Massey had called 911 to report a suspected prowler. I'm Norman Hall.
Toyota is promising to strengthen oversight of its vehicle certifications so the scandal that surfaced recently over improper tests will never recur. Japan's top automakers outlined in detail the measures it plans to take. That includes greater managerial involvement in such testing. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. The last hour, we talked about these UK... these British hate speech laws and how I think that they're a threat to free speech globally, all around the world. And I want to go to a couple of text messages to prove my point and make sure you don't misunderstand. For example, Goober number 1174 wrote, Mike, I would worry about the UK law when the globalist drag it across the pond. Well, if that's the case, then I would say you ought to start worrying about it right now. The current nominee to be the Vice President of the United States of America on the Democrat side, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, already believes that.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Oh, and especially around our democracy. So if you say, I mean, think about it. He packed more in that 8 seconds than I think anybody else could in terms of just how bad these people are.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or...
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Someone's already accused me of misinformation on the text line by pointing out that this, this kid in Southport was born in Wales. Okay, well, I said he was born in the UK. I said he was born in the UK to these migrant parents. Misinformation? I'm sorry. But listen to him. But he wants no right to free speech if the government decides it's misinformation or hateful, especially with respect to our democracy?
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Got it? Got it. Okay, good. Because now, let's see. Gubernator number 3350, Michael, how are the riots against the state of Israel not hate speech in the United Kingdom? Well, because you see, that proves my point. If you exercise your right of free speech, and I'm talking about here in this country, but let's apply it to the United Kingdom, and you go after a kid that stabs to death some girls and kill or and maims others, so that's hate speech. But if you say anti-Semitic things against Jews or Israel, that's a different story. That's different. That's what happens when you have the government deciding what's going to be hate speech and not hate speech. Gubernator number 8030, Michael. Racial hatred is considered bad. What about religious hatred? There is a war against the Christian and Jew fed by the Islam religion. I would say specifically by Islamists. So in the sense of fair play, and because I have the time to waste, quote, defending my words, do you have a Muhammad joke personally can post on X, Facebook? Would just delete it. No, but you could probably go to the Charlie Hebdo incident back in Paris. When was that? That's been several years ago now. Remember, maybe you could find the cover of the magazine where they had that depiction of Muhammad, and you could just cut and paste that and put that on X and see what happens with that. You could try that. Gubernator number 5265, Mike, just like in the USA, second-class citizens in your own country, while illegal immigrants, are considered first-class, and you get to work to pay for them to live. Yep. Or 5919 writes, Michael, the irony is that the British are more outspoken about the hate speech than the actual violence committed by the migrants. Yes, exactly. So some dirtbag, some scumbag kills some girls, stabs some others, and we're more concerned about the fact that the general population in the United Kingdom has just had it. They've had it with all the migration, the migrants, the illegal aliens, whatever word you want to use. They've just had it with them. There's a lesson for us to learn in this. Now, again, I'm not condoning any of the violence. I do understand that people's patience is being stretched to the limit. And there'll be a breaking point. You stretch a rubber band, just, keep stretching and stretching and stretching. It's going to snap back at you, and it's going to break, and it's going to hurt like hell when it does. And that's going to happen in this country. And I think that this is a little off topic from where I wanted to go, because I wanted to get back to Tim Walz. But I think that's what keeps me awake at night right now. And that is, there is so much, right? If you just stop and think about if you do what I do on a daily basis of preparing show prep and scouring all of the news sites, scouring all of the different websites, and then having my background of having been, briefed for almost 6 years by the CIA about all the stuff going on in the world, and then also knowing what we do militarily and domestically to prepare ourselves in the event of who knows what, whether that be another terrorist attack, a man-made or a natural disaster or anything else, then you know that I've got a really sick mind. And you pile on top of all of that, everything that's going on right now, and I see that rubber band, the world, just being stretched to its limit. Ukraine, Israel, Iran. Venezuela and Brazil, China, Taiwan, and then us, the good old U.S. of A. And now we're going through a presidential election cycle where we have a true Marxist, a true genuine Marxist running to be the next president of the United States of America. Now, I know we've had one before. We've had one in the White House before. His name was Barack Obama. But this woman strikes me as being even more dangerous because I don't think that other than just her her ability to go out and say nothing substantive except somehow appeal to some sort of dopamine for the masses about joy and freedom and happiness and all of that. She's playing to a lowest common denominator of people who just don't want to deal with the issues. Oh, they know their life sucks right now, and they know that they really can't afford to buy the things they need to buy for, you know, to feed the kids or to clothe the kids or to put enough gas in the car to go to work, whatever it might be. They know that those are their problems. But comes along this orator. Now, let me be very specific here. I want someone to unplug her teleprompters, and then I want to hear what she has to say, because I don't think she could deliver a cogent speech that has anything to do with joy or freedom or happiness or, for that matter, inflation or international affairs or illegal immigration or anything else. It's all platitudes. And the really scary part is those platitudes are like some sort of joyous orchestral music to these really low-information, dumbass voters that are just like, oh, look, it's a black female preaching to the choir. Oh, she went, joy, yes, joy, 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 joy. Scary. It's really kind of scary. So let's think about Tim Walz for a moment, because I think the selection of Tim Walz kind of proves my point about there's no substance behind this woman. Now, let me explain why. I don't think Tim Walz was really vetted very well, or he was vetted very well by staff, by Eric Holder, the former attorney general, BFF of Barack Obama, headed up that team to find her a VP candidate. Well, what did they do? What did they find? What did they not find? Well, let's think about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored
by?
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Listen, we didn't do any rules of engagement. Oh my gosh, we didn't do the rules of engagement. So if you want to find one of the affiliates around the country, and when they air the program, some affiliates air the program like right now live, and then they'll replay it later in the day, or they might play it again tomorrow. If you want to find those, you simply go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and there's a tab that says How to Listen. And under the How to Listen tab is an interactive map. It's got the little red dots, you know, like a Google map all over the country. And then underneath that is a list that you can scroll through of all of the affiliates, the cities, when they air and re-air the program. So if you're trying to find a place to listen, you can do that. Or you can just simply go to your iHeart app and listen too. Here's what I wonder. Is anything, even the most minute detail in Governor Tim Walz's political-facing biography that he keeps, like, on his website, you know, that he campaigned on and everything, is it true, or at least not a severe embellishment, or just an outright lie? I think that question is really beginning to percolate in Americans' minds as more information becomes unearthed, suggesting that some aspects of his military career, some of his time as an assistant high school football coach, and his so-called, you know, everyman kind of Midwestern image are all just figments and daydreams. It's really kind of weird. And you have to be very nuanced in discussing it. Before we discuss it, let me give you a description of how these nominees are chosen. It's like almost any nominee. When a president or a vice president, in this case a vice president, is looking for someone to run on the ticket with her, or like Trump's, you know, vetting people to be his vice president nominee, or a president's looking for, like me, someone to be his undersecretary of Homeland Security, there's a vetting process. And the vetting process is really in-depth. They want all your tax returns, your financial statements. They want, you know, you fill out these forms that are just like, you know, how many times did you fart on April 7th of 1986 or something? It's that in depth. And And I know that for a fact because I know the vetting process that went through on many of the people that I worked with and the vetting process that George W. Bush ended up with Dick Cheney. What I think happened here was one of two things could have happened here. They found all of these problems, and they told Kamala Harris about those problems, but she wanted to go with him anyway because she could not choose Josh Shapiro because he would outshine her. He would be much more dynamic and might be a threat. You pick this guy who's just kind of affable. I mean, if you really ever watch him, truly just watch him sometimes as they come out on the stage. He's kind of a doofus. He's just kind of a big lug of a doofus. And I don't mean that to be mean. I'm just saying, you know people in your lives that are just, just kind of, you know, kind of big doofuses. That's kind of what he's like. He spun all these different stories for voters for years now. And with the embellishments and the falsehoods, only really began to start coming to a head. And this is so true of anybody that gets involved in politics. Anybody who ever comes to me and says, hey, I'm thinking about running for office. One of the first questions I ask, I've usually got about a dozen questions for them, is, are you ready for the scrutiny? Are you ready to have your life examined? Are you ready to get a rectal examination that's going to look at every single thing that anybody can find? Anything you've ever done? Who'd you date in high school? Did you write a term paper in college about the wonderful nature of socialism? You know, it's funny, when I was in high school, I was reading a book, I forget who the author is, but the name of the book was Socialism. And I was reading the book as part of history class. And it was extracurricular work that I was doing. And the assistant principal came by, saw the book, grabbed it out of my hand, and looked at the title, threw it back at me and said, socialism, socialism sucks. And I looked at him and I said, I know. That's why I'm reading this book. I'm trying to understand all of the bad stuff about it, and I'm trying to understand what people, you know, because this is an advocate for socialism, I'm trying to understand what their advocacy is. And it was just like, it was a shock to this, his name was Mr. Keir, and I remember he was just shocked because it was like, I get what you're doing. But if somebody went and say, oh yeah, Michael Brown was studying socialism in high school, I suppose they could make that claim. It wouldn't be very nuanced, wouldn't be entirely true, because you need context to it. And I think that there's a lot of stuff about Tim Walz that's coming out that is only coming to a head now because he happens to be Kamala Harris's Democrat vice presidential nominee. Everything from a high school football championship to military service in combat to this Midwestern shtick, there are shreds of truth in every story. But the most exciting and inspiring details are actually fabrications. Have you heard about the football championship? One of his more common and probably truly most minor embellishments is this lingering perception he's allowed others to have that he is a high school football championship winning coach. Now, listen to what I said. This is where nuance is so important, and we're so always drinking from the fire hose about news that we sometimes miss the nuance. And I also know in radio, it's very difficult sometimes to grasp the nuance because you're driving and you happen to be stopped at a red light or somebody just cut you off. Or you're listening at work and the boss just walked into the office. Or you're at home and your spouse just yelled, hey, what do you have for dinner tonight or whatever. So you miss some of the nuance. Well, what about some of the nuance about he was a winning high school football coach? All right? Well, what's nuanced about that? Well, hang tight. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just start your message, your question, whatever, with the word Mike or Michael. Stay tuned. High school football coach? Winning? Let's find out.
University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's. And graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Get your application fee waived through August 29th. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So go do this right now. Go follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Chop, chop. Go do it right now, at Michael Brown USA. So we're talking about Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor running to be VP on the Democrat ticket. Now, let's talk, for example, about he's a winning high school football coach. Now, if I just said that he is a high school football championship winning coach, what would you think? Now, I think this is a minor point. It's a very nuanced point, but I think it goes to the heart of if you let something kind of go over time, then people develop a certain perception of it. He's allowed others to believe that he is a high school football championship winning coach. The fact is, he was not the coach of the team. According to new reports and documents from that time, Tim Walz was only the defensive coordinator. Or, I would, trying to give him benefit of the doubt, an assistant coach. So defense coordinator is technically a coach and probably in the organizational structure of most football teams, particularly the NFL, but in this case high school, a defensive coordinator would still be considered a coach. And the players would refer to the defensive coordinator as coach. But nonetheless, he was the defensive coordinator. He was not the head coach. An assistant coach, if you will, for the Mankato West High School football team. Now, the team did win a state championship, but it was not Tim Walz who led that team as their head coach. Now, embellishment about sports records, championships, playing time, game details, I think that's probably common all around the world. And it's probably something of a mainstay in Midwest America. But with Walz, the embellishments don't stop with the events of a young high school teacher and a football coach from decades ago. Walz goes to war, but he actually doesn't go to war. Walter Mitty, if you'll look up Walter Mitty on the Book of Knowledge, Wikipedia. Walter Mitty was just known for concocting elaborate stories of being brave and a daring fighter pilot. Well, Tim Walz's embellishments regarding his military career kind of allude to a greater desire to have made a big impact on the world. The very real Tim Walz seems to have lacked the fortitude to have actually faced real combat. Now, despite his own claims and his allusions to having served in Afghanistan and Iraq, in reality, he only ever saw the shores of Italy. In fact, once Walz found out that his National Guard unit would be called up in 2005 for service in Iraq, he abruptly retired from the military and ran for Congress instead. Now, let's make something abundantly clear. He served for like 23 or 24 years. I forget what it is. So after 20 years, he can retire, and I think some of you in the military can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think after he spent his 20 years, he can pretty much retire just about any time he wants to. But he stayed on. Now, when you're in the National Guard, for that matter, probably even in regular military, before you're deployed, you don't get a notice of deployment that says, boom, you're leaving tomorrow for Iraq. You're leaving tomorrow for Afghanistan. Because what people don't recognize is there's a whole litany of things that have to be done before that deployment actually occurs. And what the Pentagon does is they give you, and I forget the technical name for it, but they give you this notice. And the notice can be literally a year or two in advance that, hey, a year from now or 2 years from now, your unit's going to be deployed. Maybe we don't know where yet, but you're going to be deployed somewhere. And the reason for that is because people may need training. There are logistics. There are assignments to be made. There is coordination with maybe the unit that you're replacing. There are all of these things that have to take place before the actual deployment orders come down. And then when the deployment orders come down, it still doesn't mean you're leaving tomorrow. It means that, hey, now we've gotten the orders being deployed, and today is Saturday, August 10th, and you will be deploying on Saturday. I'm just making up a date now. Saturday, October 10th. So you got 2 months' notice. Although you've actually had a year's notice that at some point you were going to be going. So let's not ever denigrate his actual service. But if we're going to be nuanced and look at what he claims and what really occurred, that's where it starts to get messy. And that's where I don't understand why the Democrats, and for that matter, the Harris campaign, don't just come out and just put him in front of a group of reporters and just say, okay, ask me all the questions. Let's just clear the air about all of this. That'd be the smart thing to do. Now, may not succeed, may not actually work out well, but I think people would have greater respect if he did that. Now, the lack of actual combat experience or service in a hostile theater of war, that's never stopped him from giving voters the perception that he actually has combat experience. During the 2008 election, and I've got a soundbite where, as a congressman, his staff was confronted about this. I may play it in just a second. Walz was photographed holding a sign that said, "Enduring Freedom Veterans for Kerry." The only problem is that Walz is not a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom. That was the invasion of Afghanistan. Instead, Walz and his guard unit served in Italy in a support role for the operation, but not actually a part of it. So he never actually set foot in Afghanistan. Now you may say, oh, so Michael, what's the deal? Well, he was giving the impression that he served in a combat zone. And that's what has most of his fellow guardsmen mostly upset about. And why he continues to carry that and continue with that, I just don't get. Instead, you just get sound bites like this.
My dad, and some of you know him in here, you had him, a chain-smoking Korean War era veteran. Cared about his community, but 2 days after I turned 17, he took me down to join the Army National Guard. And for 24 years, I proudly wore that uniform. I'm proud of that service, but what my nation gave my dad and millions of others and me was an opportunity to use the GI Bill to get a college education.
All of that's true. All of that is true, but it misses the point about what about these other things that you said that turn out not to be quite so true. Some of his fellow guardsmen actually went to his office as a congressman and presented the staff with photos of the photo I just described about Operation Enduring Freedom. And said, you know, here's a press release that the congressman's office has issued, and here's the photograph. And they asked the staffer, don't you think this might be misleading? And the staffer, of course, doesn't want to really make a commitment, but you can see the staffer squirming, like, yeah, me. And as I watch it, I'm thinking to myself, I've seen staffers do that before. And the staffer's thinking to himself, I've just got to kind of get this guy's information from him and take the stuff and tell him we'll look into it and get him out of this office as fast as possible. That's what was going on. But the fellow guardsman was basically saying this could be a violation of federal law, the Stolen Valor Act, and he actually could be guilty of stolen valor. So don't you think you ought to address this? In fact, we're bringing this to you because we recognize, we honor his service, and if he is accidentally being misleading, we want him to have the opportunity to correct the record. That's what they're asking for. But that's not what they're getting. And that's what drives me nuts. CNN, of all places, decided that it was time to dig into this.
Criticism over her running mate, Governor Tim Walz's decision to retire ahead of his unit's deployment to Iraq. A new CNN K-File report shows that similar accusations were made against him in 2006 during his first run for Congress. Now, here is actually what we know.
Now, we're going to continue this soundbite after the break. It's a lengthy soundbite. I'll break it up, but the fact that CNN is actually going to some of his fellow guardsmen and beginning to ask these questions means that he needs to come out himself and address, and I hate to use the word accusations, but the questions. He needs to address the questions that have arisen about his service. Clear the air, Governor. Just clear the air. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. CNN, doing journalism, next.
Ooh, I love Girls Night Out.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that Tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California-grown band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouth-watering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Just search for this, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that on the app, just hit subscribe. That'll give you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So go do that right now. So before I get back to CNN, you know, the other thing that Waltz did that is, again, it's minor. Except if you're in the military, it's important. I say it's minor to, I think, most civilians, because most civilians don't understand the blood, sweat, and tears that members of the military put in to not only their particular unit, their particular battalion, whatever, but to their particular service, to their particular deployments, everything. These are all very important things to them because they're doing things that most Americans won't and can't do. And that's putting their lives on the line to protect us. You see, Walls has also been criticized. And the reason I said all of that is this may seem minor to some people. I can tell you to my dad, who's now deceased, this would really just eat him up. And my dad happened to be a command sergeant major, unlike Governor Walls, who claims he was a command sergeant major. Now, why would he claim that he was? Well, because he got to that rank, but he never did anything to complete the promotion. He did not complete his coursework, his all of his studies, everything. So he did not retire as a command sergeant major, just as a, I think this is as a sergeant. I forget what the rank was. But anyway, he was not a command sergeant major. In the military, I would say almost every veteran I know frowns upon servicemen who wear patches or symbols of units in which they never served. Now, in Governor Walz's case, he did serve in the Minnesota Army National Guard, but he never served as a member of the U.S. Army's Special Forces, kind of commonly known as the Green Berets. But Governor Walz was frequently photographed wearing a camouflage cap with the Green Beret symbol on it. Now, even in addition to that minor detail, the Harris campaign was forced to correct its own misconceptions about Walz's record. They issued a press release that identified Walz as the former chairman of the House Veteran Affairs Committee. Now, that would be a pretty important position, but it was a fact they had to correct because Walz only ever served as the ranking member. Now, the ranking member is, if you're a member of the minority, in this case, Republicans are in charge, he's a Democrat. So, the Republican is the chairman. The Democrats don't have official titles, but they're called ranking members. So the the person who would be kind of like the, I'll use the term vice chair, although that's not what they are. But in our worlds, in our civilian worlds, in our non-political worlds, we would say, oh, you're the chair because you're the majority party, and you're the, because you're the minority party, you'll be the vice chair. Well, that's not what they call them. They're called the ranking member. But to call yourself the chairman is a BFD. And if you're not the chairman, that's pretty bad. So this lying by omission has kind of been the mainstay of this fantastical biography that he keeps presenting. He genuinely leads his supporters, and he genuinely leads others to believe that he's accomplished all of these things in his life, though he very rarely, and this is the nuance, he very rarely makes definitive claims outright. It's almost like he just wants to give you the perception that this is what happened. And it's just not. I think the final and probably the most powerful figment surrounding Walls is that he's some sort of salt of the earth Midwest everyman. Now, it's true. He's one of the few Democrats, perhaps outside of Fetterman, John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who looks comfortable and plausibly normal wearing shorts and a t-shirt. That's his image, just as a normal Midwestern dad. But that's really far from reality. Unlike most Midwest and Rust Belt fathers, Walls never ran a business. He never worked long in the private sector. His entire career has been spent working for the government, either as a teacher or as a politician. And his politics, despite a pivot to the middle while in Congress, are rooted in the left. And he likes to brag about having grown up in Nebraska. Well, you go back and you find out that he kind of had a reputation as a bit of a loudmouth and a political radical. He and his wife honeymooned in communist China. He made annual trips to China. In the governor's office in Minnesota, he worked to develop close economic ties between Minnesota and China, a country most Midwesterners actually see as hostile because they've stolen all these American jobs. In the end, Walls' ID, I don't think is really much of a populist everyman. Rather, when you dig into his politics, it's the ego of a radical, progressive technocrat that believes he knows better how you should live your life than you should. And that's why I think that and his kind of Midwestern appeal of a guy that looks good in a t-shirt and a baseball cap fits perfectly with what Kamala Harris was looking for. Walls, the war hero? Walls, the football champion? Not really. Couldn't be further from the truth. So when you hear all these stories about Tim Walls, don't just look at it superficially. Understand all the nuance involved and the impression that he's actually trying to give. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. We'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.